So welcome back. That was the example of the piggyback induction. Hopefully you'll have noticed that I began the induction reasonably indirect and became a bit more direct as time went by. I wanted to have you see a little bit of how you can do both kinds of inductions here. Remember, a very simple way of keeping things more indirect is to talk about things like comfort and relaxation. A bit more direct would be to talk about hypnosis and trance. It doesn't really matter which approach you take, as long as it fits the situation that you're in. And you can always blend the approaches, going from one to the other. Now, another way to make this more indirect is to use some of the lessons you've already learned. So, of course, you'll be using this with the hypnotic gaze induction. And in that, you can also use the My Friend John or My Friend Jane technique in order to put another indirect spin. Because if I have described all these experiences as though they happened to someone else, for example, and as John was relaxing in the chair, breathing in and breathing out, and I timed those words, breathing in and breathing out, to the same time that the person opposite me is breathing in, breathing out, well, it becomes very clear to the unconscious mind who I'm talking about, and it really isn't John. Another way to make this more indirect and to refine the piggyback induction is to find out how you orient people's attention. Now, one simple way to do this is to begin by making very external statements. For example, you can hear the sounds of the traffic outside. You can feel the temperature of the room that you're in. You can see the windows and the doors of the room that you happen to be sitting in. These are all externally verifiable things. And then when you start making suggestions, you turn more internal and you can feel some comfort building inside. So now not only do we have a distinction between things you can verify in your experience and things I'm suggesting, you also have a distinction between external and internal. And as my induction goes by, I will make increasingly internally organized statements, so you're orienting your attention more and more inside yourself. Now, when you're focused inside yourself, you'll be also going into a trance. It's one of the side effects. Finally, there is one more way that you can refine the piggyback induction, and that is to change the kind of true statements that you're using. Up until now, you've been using very sensory-rich statements. In other words, things that you can hear, things you can feel, things you can see. And to a certain extent, those can become very obvious if you overuse them too much. So one way to get around that problem is to use what is called a mind read. You can pretend that you can go inside someone's mind and actually use things that are happening inside their experience, but at a more intellectual level. And you can use those as piggyback statements as well. Here are some examples of the kind of experiences I mean that you can mind read. For example, everyone has had past experiences. You have a history of your own. You've gone to school. You've grown up. You've met people along the way. And each of those people has been either kind to you or unkind to you. Some of them have been somewhere in between. Now notice, every single one of those statements has been true. I'm using your past experiences, experience that everyone has had to go through, in order for you to have to still say yes. There's still a yes set. Now, I'm using cultural experiences. In the Western world, everyone has gone to school, pretty much. If you go to some other places, not everyone will have had the same experiences. So you're using a mind read because you're having a very accurate guess what is likely to have happened in that person's life. Another form of mind reading, apart from personal experiences, is to use their beliefs and expectations. For example, we live in a free society. We all have the right to vote, and we all have the right to live life in a particular way. Now, again, this is something which is a belief and an expectation for a Western audience. If you go to China or any kind of dictatorship, those expectations will begin to change. Beliefs can be about religious things, political views, about anything that you happen to know about the other person. Now, beliefs and expectations will require to know a little bit about that person, but it's not that steep a requirement. Other things that you can use is anything they told you. If they told you about a fishing trip, you can tell them, so you've gone fishing, and whilst you were fishing, you had your rod, and you tried to cast that rod, only to realize that you brought the wrong bait. Yet another form of mind read is to use truisms. Truisms are sayings like, a stitch in time saves nine, and better late than never. These are statements which, again, in our culture, everyone tends to accept as true, the little wisdoms that everyone will take as true. And the final form of mind read is cultural assumptions. Cultural assumptions are very similar to beliefs and expectations. The things that you will assume to be true given your culture. For example, if you go to Bali or Thailand, people will quite happily assume that ghosts and spirits exist, and it will not be uncommon for someone to claim, for example, in an accident report that they were driving along on a motorbike when they got blinded by a spirit and didn't see the train coming as a result. These are cultural reference points that everyone will accept. In the West, a lot of cultural assumptions are based around things like science, around political expectations, around personal freedoms, and things of this nature. So now that you have all these different mind reads, go away and think about how many different ways people can actually have an internal experience. What do they assume about the world? And then carefully start dotting all of these experiences, these mind reads, and throw them into your conversations to start building very natural yes sets. So you have, to remind you, you have sensory descriptions. You can lead from external to internal experiences, and you can use mind reads as well as all the other things you've learned already in order to enrich your piggyback inductions.